Good morning. Since this year is a Shemitah year, and one of the mitzvahs which is connected with the concept of Shemitah is that there is a issur in the Torah to collect a debt, chayvus become nishmat through the Shemitah process, and according to most Rishonim, this takes effect at the end of the Shemitah year. In other words, on the 29th of Elul, the last moment of the 29th of Elul of the Shemitah year, immediately before the moment of Aleph Tishrei, of the coming, the following year. So this year it will be the Tavshin Pei Beis. So Chaf Tes Elul, Tavshin Pei Beis, right at the last moment of the Elul, the debts are canceled. So when the New Year comes, there's no chayvus. So the same way that the Shemitah releases the land from being used, it releases debts. So let's clarify these halachas in regards to the idea that chayvus become nishmat and the concept of prizbul, which was instituted to allow a person to collect chayvus. So what type of chayvus, what type of debts are included in the Shemitah process? So the simplest example of that is a debt where Reuben lent Shimon money. Shimon owes Reuben money, so that he borrowed money, he owes money, and that debt is canceled. However, the Torah says the prohibition in the language of Loyigos, he should not approach Shimon. So Reuben cannot approach Shimon for the debt. As a matter of fact, if Shimon comes to Reuben and offers to pay the debt, Reuben has a chiyuv to say, Meshamatani, I am releasing the debt. If Shimon says, I want to give it anyway, Reuben is allowed to accept it. But Reuben cannot ask for the debt. So what about a debt where Reuben can't ask for anyway? For example, that there is a time frame on the debt. It's not due before a certain amount of time. So Reuben lends Shimon money in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and it's not due before 5 years. So it's not due till after the Shemitah is over. In that situation, the debt is not canceled. Because the debt is not due yet, the debt is not canceled. So taking that concept a step further, so let's talk about purchases which are made of merchandise, workers which receive a salary, workers which did work and a job, a specific job, and they're supposed to be paid. What about those types of debts? Are those debts canceled? So the Mishnah differentiates between, for example, the case of merchandise which is purchased on credit. Let's say a person has a tab. I have a local grocery. I don't pay every time I go in. I put money on the tab, and then once a month, once every 2 months, the grocer tallies up all of the amounts that I purchased on my tab and sends me a notice that I owe X amount of money. So during the time that he has not sent that invoice yet, so I purchased food on Monday, and again on Thursday, then the following Wednesday, etc., etc., and it's added onto the tab, added onto the tab, added onto the tab, and after 2 months, he sends me a notice that I owe the money. If that notice was delivered to the purchaser before the end of the Shemitah year, now it's a chayv that he owes the money. It's ready to be paid. It's been asked for. So now Shemitah would cancel that debt. However, as long as it's just on the tab, but the grocer has not asked for it, that debt would not be canceled due to Shemitah. Person does work on the property. He's a plumber. He's an electrician. He's a builder. And he's supposed to be paid at the end of the job. The job isn't finished yet, so the Shemitah would not cancel that. If the job is finished before the end of the Shemitah, and the standard is at that point in time, he's supposed to be paid. Now that the debt is due, Shemitah would cancel that. So a person has money which is owed them for work that they've done and they want to collect it, they would not be able to collect it due to the Shemitah canceling that debt. Let's say a person is a salaried worker, and they're paid once a month, or they're paid every 2 weeks, whatever the arrangement that they have is. So they're paid, the money which is supposed to be paid falls out. They got the last paycheck, and now they're owed money for the work that they're doing for these last 2 weeks. But the next pay period is not until after Shemitah, so that would not be relieved. However, if the pay period ended before the end of Shemitah, but the employer did not pay yet, the money is due, the salary is due, but he did not pay the salary yet, so the pay period is finished, the money is owed, the Shemitah would cancel that debt. So Shemitah has the ability to cancel not only debts which are from a loan, but debts which come through other types of his obligations as well. So we discussed the case of purchases, the money which is owed for purchases, the money which is owed for work, Shemitah would cancel as well. So this becomes a very relevant point. If I have money which is owed to me for various different reasons, if I'm tutoring somebody and the money is owed to me, so that would be, Shemitah potentially could cancel that debt. If I bought something, I sold something and somebody owes me money for it, Shemitah could cancel the debt. And if I lent money, obviously, Shemitah would cancel that debt. Hashem will clarify some more details about this in the upcoming shiurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.